去年夏天的时候哈，我们家后院种了一棵丝瓜。
Last summer, we planted alfalfa in our garden.
那到了夏天、秋天的时候哈，就开了很多的花。
And we saw many flowers blooming, during summer and autumn.
哦，看到这个丝瓜开花了，我就很高兴哈，这个今年可能有这个丝瓜吃了。
So I was so delightful to see so many flowers that we may have a, loofah for fruit this year.
我岳母比我更懂得这个丝瓜的这个成长的规律。
And my mother-in-law know how loofah grow much better than I did.
她就告诉我说，那些都是假花，不会结果的。
And she told me, all these flowers are useless. They're not going to bear fruit.
果然哈，后来一颗一颗都灭掉了哈，最后也没有结出丝瓜来。
Well, as she predicted, many of those flowers just died without bearing any fruit.
我不知道大家有没有遇到过，在美国哈，常常有基督徒向人传福音，就是在大街上哈，做这个街头采访。
So, have you ever encountered people who try to spread the gospel on the street and also randomly interviewed people?
我没亲自遇到过啊，但是我在 YouTube 上有看到过哈，就是很简
I
单，他就是直接问你一个问题。
didn't encounter personally, but I saw those random interview on the street on YouTube.
一个很直接的问题就问说，哎，你知不知道你今天晚上如果离开这个世界，你会进天堂吗？
So the question usually addressed to the people walking on the streets that if you end your life tonight, are you sure you will go to heaven?
或者另外一种问法哈，你离开这个世界，到了这个天堂的门口，那个天使会让你进去吗？
Or to be phrased in another way, when you get to the gate of the heaven, will the guardian angel let you in?
你知道吗？在美国啊，大部分在大街上的人哈，这个听到这个问题以后，第一个反应都说：“呀，差不多我可以进天堂吧。
Do you know that most people who answer, they always said that, yeah, maybe I think I will go to heaven.
”然后这个人就会问说：“那为什么呢？为什么天使会让你进去呢？”
And the interviewee will ask a follow-up question like, why do you think the angel will let you into the heaven?
大部分人的回答就是说，我没有做什么太坏的事情，没有做什么太出格的哈，我觉得我是一个好人。
Most people's answer are like, okay, I'm not a bad person. I don't think I did something really bad.
然后这个人就接下去就会问了，说：“那你有没有说过谎
Well, then the interviewee will ask like, have you lied before?
通常人回答说：“当然了，一定说过谎。
Well, most people will answer, yeah, for sure, I did.
那你说过谎的话，那你是一个什么样的人呢？”
Then the interviewee will say that if you ever lied, then what kind of person you are?
都是很简单的问题啊，但是一步一步把人的这个真相就显明。那我说过谎，那我就是一个 liar，我就是说谎者了。
So gradually, the question by the interviewee will reveal the true nature of human beings. If I ever lied before, then I am a liar
而
in
这个人
nature.
会接下去问，都是很简单的问题，你有没有偷过别人的东西？
So the interviewee will ask another question: Have you ever stolen something from somebody?
就我在 YouTube 上看到，这些人都蛮诚实的哈，很直接会，哎呀，想想看说，说好像有哎。
So most of the people who answer the question are pretty honest. They will thought for a minute and then say, "Oh yeah, I did."
那你如果偷过别人东西的话，那你是一个什么人呢？
So if you and I has ever stolen something from someone,
那我就是一
we
个
are?
小偷喽。
Then we are thief.
好，那如果是男人的话，他会问说：“那你有没有看过漂亮的女人，然后心里动邪念的？”
So if the bystanders is a male, usually the interviewee will ask, "Have you ever seen a beautiful woman and had a sexual desire for her?"
所以几个问题问下来，然后回过来再问说：“那你还能说你自己是好人吗？”
So after a few questions, the interviewee will ask like, "Then, do you still think yourself as a good
又
person?"
是说谎的，又偷过东西，又这个心里面犯奸淫哈，那怎么能说自己是好人呢？
So if you have lied and stolen something from someone and also have a sexual desire For a beautiful woman, which is not your wife, then how could you define yourself as a good person?
所以认为自己是好人，因此可以上天堂的这种的想法，是呀，这个一攻即破啊，这个啊，几个问题下来就被戳破了这种谎言。
So the assumption that you are a good person can definitely go to heaven, it was very fragile after a few questions that you know the truth will be revealed that you are not as good as you thought.
那这件事情呢，又是关乎我们每一个人的永生的问题，是非同小可的问题。
This is a very key question to our internal life, cannot be ambiguous.
是不可马虎的哈，一定要把这件事情搞清楚。
We have to find out.
我不知道大家有没有这样的经历哈，你预定一个东西，以为你已经预定好了哈，比如说你到餐馆，啊，打电话预定一个座位哈，结果到那一看，哎，没预定上，没你的位置。
So I don't know if any of you have this experience. You made a reservation in a restaurant. You thought you got it, but when you arrive at the restaurant, there's no table for you.
订了旅馆了，结果到那儿才发觉，哎，没订上呀，那个没旅馆里没你的房间。
You thought you had a reservation in a hotel when you got there, and there's no room for available for you.
啊，这个机票到了机场才发觉啊，没你的机票，你今天不能登机。哇，这些事情。都会给你很大的影响。
You made a reservation for airplane tickets. When you arrive at the airport, you find out there is no reservation for you. You couldn't, on board. So this is a huge, you know, blow to you.
这些还都是小事哈，只能影响我们一些的生活上的不方便哈。但是如果在永生的事情上，你以为你的名字被记在生命册上，但到了天堂的门口才发觉，啊，名字上没你啊，生命册上没有你的名字。那是非同小可的事情啊。
So all these small things, trivial things I just mentioned has only just, you know, a small impact on our life. But, you know, once it's come to the internal life, it's a very key question. You thought you had the ticket to go to heaven, but when you got there, your name is not on the book of life.
今天这段经文呢，里面有不同的人哈，对福音的不同的反应。
The scripture we just read, recorded the people, many people who had reacted, differently to God's word.
我们要今天围绕着这段经文哈，朝着这个方向做一些自我的省察。
So we want to meditate on these scriptures and look into ourselves.
确定我们这些得救的人，想得救的人，我们的名字真的是被神记在生命册上了。
To make sure those who of us who wanted to be saved have eternal life, our name actually were recorded on the book of life by God.
感谢主哈，昨天星期六的上午啊，我们期待已久、祷告已久的幸福小组，我们开始了啊。
So praise to the Lord. Yesterday we started our happiness group.
过去几个月哈，我们一直祷告同工尽心的预备哈，很多的弟兄姐妹积极的邀请这些朋友，昨天好多人。
So in the past few months, many people prayed and prepared and also invited their friends and family. So yesterday there were a lot of people showed up.
当我们开始来传福音，接下去七周，我们一共八周哈。连着八周来分享耶稣基督的福音。
So in the following seven weeks, we will share God's words.
当我们这样去尽心尽力传福音，我们盼望哈，我们所传的福音，所带领的人，这些人是真正听明白什么是福音，不是突然得救啊，不是突然相信哈，真的是在基督里重生的人，能够在生命册上哈。他们的名字能够显现出来。
So when we share God's words in the following weeks, we really hope that these people will not just suddenly feel saved without a cause, and they can be sure that really listen and understand God's word, and their names will be recorded on the book of life by God.
上周我们看了这个 slides。
So last week we saw a slide.
好，好了，动了啊，可以了。那这是我们看到这个保罗哈，在这个安提阿讲道。
So we saw this map that the Paul was preaching in Antioch.
在这里讲了一篇这个很完整的、很清楚的传福音的信息。
So he gave a gospel which very clearly describes what the gospel is.
然后今天我们读的这一段哈，讲到这篇信息传过之后，众人的不同的反应。
So today the passage we just read revealed the reactions of the audience who listened to Paul's preaching.
一开始大家的反应都很不错。
In the beginning, most people have a positive reaction.
但是后来越来越多人来听福音的时候，哇，这些人就开始嫉妒保罗，开始反对保罗。
However, as the crowd gather and become bigger, many people became jealous and resist Paul's preaching.
那过了一段时间，他们就把保罗和巴拿巴从安提阿赶走了哈，他们就去了这个以哥念。
So later on, Paul and Barnabas were driven out of the city and went to Iconium.
然后那个时候就是在这个地区，这是加拉太地区从以哥念又去了路斯德特币在这个区域在那里传福音。
So after they left Iconium, they went to Lystra and which place?
特币在底下。
Derby.
Yeah. 所以在这个传福音的过程当中，圣经很仔细的把信息。和各种各样的人听了福音之后，他们的反应都记载在这里。
So the passages we just read recorded people's reaction to Paul's message.
那我们看到保罗所传的福音的一个中心很清楚哈，这个福音并不难明白，就是告诉人耶稣基督是上帝为所有的人预备的那个救主。
So what we saw is a very clear message from Paul, which is not difficult to understand. The core message is that Jesus Christ is Jesus is the Christ, God's promised Savior.
借着相信耶稣基督的钉十字架，相信他的死里复活，这是人能够得救的唯一的道路。
By believing in God's on the cross and the resurrection from the death.That's the only way for people to be saved.
圣经记载了保罗所传的第一篇的福音哈，我们看了上周哈，这个他从五个角度来帮助我们明白这个福音。
So, the Bible recorded the five messages preached by Paul, and through those five messages, he helped us to understand the gospel.
保罗对着这些犹太人，先从犹太人的历史讲起，亚伯拉罕先祖啊，讲到这个。一直讲到大卫，然后从大卫一直引到说大卫的那个子孙，大卫所预定的神所应许的那个救主弥赛亚啊，就是耶稣，就是神所预备的哈。借着以色列的历史的发展，预备了这样一个救主，最后显明他就是人类的救主。
So, for to Jews, Paul first mentioned their history by mentioning Abraham, King David.Paul revealed that Jesus is the descendant of David, and he is the predestined Savior by God.
然后他就提到这个施洗约翰，他说为什么这个施洗约翰这么重要哈？神在耶稣基督降临之前先派一个人，施洗约翰来预备人心呢？就是你信耶稣必须要悔改啊，你必须要承认自己的罪，这是施洗约翰最重要的职责哈。所以人要想得救，必须要认罪悔改。
So secondly, Paul mentioned John Baptist. He said why John Baptist is so important in history. Because if you want to be saved, you need to repent. And John Baptist was paving the way for people to repent and return to God.
然后保罗就告诉我们说为什么信耶稣就能得救呢？他给我们解释哈，耶稣在这些人不认识他、不明白的时候，把他钉死在十字架上，不是为他自己的罪哦，是为你我的罪。但是三天以后，他从死里复活了，显明他是上帝的儿子。
So thirdly, Paul revealed that you can only be saved by believing Jesus Christ is the Savior.Because Jesus was born and to be crucified, not for his own sin, but for the sin of a human being, and to save and redeem us. You can only be saved by believing in Jesus' death and the resurrection.
然后第四点，他就讲哦，他真的复活，耶稣真的复活啊！那些看到耶稣复活的人，生命都改变了。那些门徒本来胆小怕事，不敢出来做见证，看到耶稣复活以后，这些人都站出来了。而且包括保罗自己哈，他在这个路上亲自遇见这个复活的耶稣基督所显现的大光。所以，复活的神可以改变你我的生命。
Sort of firstly, Paul mentioned Jesus' resurrection can transform people's life. After Jesus resurrect, those people who encounter him has changed. Those timid disciples become very courageous and brave. Even Paul himself encountered Jesus after his resurrection and has been transformed to a different person.
都讲完了以后，保罗发出邀请，你们要相信呢啊！你们要从心里面真的接受这位救主，而且发出一个很严厉的警告。当初在旧约的历史上，很多人先知讲的话他们不信，结果招致这个后果啊！所以邀请人要相信，要接受，你才能够得到这个神所应许的救恩。
After Paul laid out his message, he invited people to be believe, to become believer, to accept Jesus as their savior. He also mentioned the Old Testament. Those who hear the prophecy and reject has a very severe consequence. So he told them, you have to become a big believer and accept Jesus Christ as their savior.
好，接下来从42节开始就开始记录了哈。那人们的反应是如何呢？
So from verses 42, people's reaction were recorded.
福音也讲了，邀请也发出了，那人有没有收到，有没有接到这个邀请呢？
The gospel was clearly explained.And the invitation was sent out by Paul. So have people received the invitation? What's their reaction?
那我们发觉马上人们立即的反应是很积极的，是非常好的。
And we find out that, you know, usually the first response from people were positive.
首先我们看到这些会堂里的人很愿意听保罗所讲的话。
First of all, we saw that the people, a congregation in the synagogues are very receptive and they welcome and want to hear more.
而且众人都邀请啊，邀请保罗、巴拿巴下个安息日再回来，再给我们讲这些话。
And they even invite Paul and Barnabas to come back to the next Sabbath to share more message.
这些会堂里面第一批听到这个保罗讲道的人是犹太人，或者是。皈依到这个犹太教里面的人，好，听到保罗讲旧约的，这个历史，讲旧约的这些圣经的话语，他们觉得很好。
So those the first audience who listened to Paul and Barnabas, they were Jews, and they were very happy to listen to Paul and Barnabas mentioning their history and all the prophecy in Old Testament.
然后接下来说，哎，这些人当中就有一些来继续跟着保罗和巴拿，没有等到下个安息日哈，听了道以后呢，他们觉得还没有听够哈，继续跟着保罗，那保罗、巴拿巴有机会就继续的对他们讲道。
So among those Jews, some of them even became a follower of Paul and Barnabas. They didn't even wait until the next Sabbath. They want to listen more from Paul and Barnabas, and Paul continued to share words with.
然后圣经讲说，到了下一个安息日的时候，几乎全城的人，因为那城里面这个犹太人是一小部分啊，这一次几乎全城的人，就是绝大部分的外邦人呢，都来到这个会堂这里，要听保罗讲道。
So according to the Bible, the next Sabbath, not only Jew, which usually is a small population in the city, The whole population in the city came out and want to listen to Paul and Barnabas.
这说明前一个安息日在会堂里听到的这些犹太人和归顺犹太教的这些外邦人，他们很积极的怎么样，跟他的邻居啊、朋友、家人呢去讲，然后才会产生这种效果啊。只有一周的时间呢，几乎全城的人都知道这件事情哈。所以这些初始的反应哈，他们觉得好，愿意跟随。而且愿意与人分享，邀请更多的人来听。
So which means that the initial response from the audience, the congregation, who listened to Paul and Barnabas, were very positive and encouraging. So they went home to share What did they heard to their friends and family and neighbor? That's why the next Sabbath, almost everybody in the city came out and want to listen to Paul and Barnabas.
但是呢，马上情况就不一样了哈。这个到了四十五节就告诉我们说，有些人起来开始反对了，反对保罗。
However, very soon, some people became the rejective and the rebellious to Barnabas.
只过了一个星期哈，到下个安息日，合成的人几乎都来聚集，要听神的道。
So just 1 week later, almost everybody in the city came out and want to listen to Paul and Barnabas.
但是有一批人就站出来了哈，犹太人看见人这么多，这么多人哇，他们这个会堂在这里可能好多年了哈，都没有这么受欢迎哈。结果保罗来讲一篇道，全城的人都被搅动，都要来听保罗所讲的。所以这里讲他们满心嫉妒保罗。
So a small group of people among the congregation became filled with jealousy because I believe the synagogue has been there for a while, for maybe many years. Not many people, you know, showed up, and then Paul and Barnabas just came once and shared the message, which attract the whole city to listen to them.
这里讲说这些人怎么样硬驳保罗。
So here the gossip, the Bible said that those people contradict.
可能保罗在那讲一句话，因为全城的人都来，显然会堂里面装不下了哈。保罗应该是站在会堂外面哈，对着这么多的人开始讲福音的时候，可能他们越听越不对味儿哈。这个保罗在上面讲一句话，他在下面反对一句话哈，这样开始他们就诋毁、诽谤保罗。
That's why, maybe you know, because the crowd is so big, they cannot all get into the synagogue. So Paul was addressing the whole congregation and people standing outside. But this small group of Jewish people became very filled with jealousy, and they rebuked Paul whenever Paul spoke.
而且这里讲说挑唆人，他们不仅自己不信。抵挡，还挑唆人呢，反对保罗。
Not only they resist Paul, they incite others people to go against Paul.
第五十节说啊，犹太人挑唆敬虔尊贵的妇女和城内有名望的人，就是那些管事的人哈，逼迫保罗、巴拿巴将他们赶出境外。
So they incite the very religious.And they respected women and people inside in the town, and incite them to go against Paul, and try to drive them out of the city.
不仅他们自己不相信，不仅他们挑拨别人不相信，还逼迫神的使者哈。
Not only they disbelieve and contradict to Paul, they incite people to go against Paul. In the end, they.Raise up and persecute Paul and Barnabas.
这里圣经的作者没有展开讲哈，是什么样的逼迫哈。但是当保罗后来写书信的时候，回顾这一段的时候，有讲到这种的逼迫不是一句话就过去哦，是蛮严重的一种的逼迫。
In this passage, we were not told what the persecution means, but when Paul wrote in his own letter.He recalled what happened. It was a very serious incident.
这是提摩太后书哈，保罗写信给提摩太，他要离世之前哈，写给他。他说：“你看，以及我在安提阿、以哥念、路斯德所遭遇的逼迫、苦难，我所忍受的是何等的逼迫！但从这一切苦难中，主都把我救出来了。”
So, Paul wrote in his letter to Timothy.About the persecution and suffering that he mentioned. So, persecution and suffering, what kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra? The persecution I endured, yet the Lord rescued me from all of them.
这个提摩太就是路斯德人、啊、他就在那里，所以保罗在那时候经历的事情他都知道的。
Timothy was from Lystra, so he was aware what happened to Paul.
我们读下去就知道，在路斯德，保罗差一点被人用石头打死。
So in Lystra, Paul was almost stoned to death by people.
所以在那个地区哈，就 在一个城被赶到另外一个城，哈，被打、被抓，甚至这个被石头打，哈，差一点死，哈，这是这样一种在这个地区所遭遇的，哈，这个保罗所遇到的逼迫。
So from one city to another, Paul was persecuted and driven out of the city, even almost stoned to death. That's the kind of a persecution Paul has experienced.
但真正得救的人，啊，真正这个有神的生命、圣灵充满的人，啊，在逼迫当中，他们依然可以坚持他们的相信，坚持跟随主的脚步，啊，所以在这里，保罗即将离世，啊，鼓励他的这个学生提摩太，啊，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫的。
So whoever truly become a believer and want to follow Jesus will endure during the persecution. That's why Paul said to his students before it was going to depart from the world. He said, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
所以短短的一个星期啊，就产生这么大的分别哈。第一个安息日的时候啊，这些人喜欢听，邀请他再回来，然后邀请别人一起来听，然后还跟从这个保罗哈，继续听他讲道。结果一个星期之后，哇，这些人就开始起来抵挡、拆毁、挑唆别人，甚至逼迫使徒。
So in 1 week, we saw a very dramatic change. The first week, they received Paul's words with a very happy and a positive attitude. They even want to listen more and follow Paul. And then when they went back, they shared the message with their neighbor, with their family and friends, and want Paul and Barnabas came back to share the gospel. But 1 week later, the situation just turned. They slander Paul, they incite the people to go against them, and they even persecute Paul and Barnabas.
其实这没有什么稀奇的哈，历史历代忠心传讲福音的人都遇到这样的待遇，因为人的相信和不信啊，产生了这样的不同的反应啊，产生了人对福音的不同的这个接受的结果。
This is not something unique. Through generation to generation, people's different reactions separate them from believer or the people who resist and even persecute people who share the gospel.
因着福音产生了人与人的这个分别，产生两种人哈，一种人是不信哈，这一段经文里面就是以犹太人为主的哈，这些是最先听到福音的，他们也明白旧约的读过旧约的经文，但是呢，他们面对保罗所传的耶稣基督的福音，他们却拒绝、抵挡，甚至逼迫。
So, the gospel actually separates people to different kind of group. One is a group of a believer, the other is a group of a non-believer. Those Jews who listen initially with react with a positive response became resistant and even incited people to go against Paul and persecute Paul.
而对于那些相信的人啊，他们听到神的话，他们就欢喜。虽然有逼迫，虽然这些使徒被打、被赶啊，甚至用石头去这个差点打死哈，他们依然心里面有这样一种信心，不被这种环境的压迫所吓倒，依然的去跟随，而且满心的欢喜，被圣灵所充满。
And the second group, are the Gentiles who listen to God's word with a very joyful heart. They not only please in God's words, they want to follow, facing the persecution and the resistance. They didn't lose their faith.
大家有没有觉得很可惜哈？这个犹太人本来是神的选民呢，结果福音被传出来的时候呢，最强烈反对福音的、最强烈抵挡福音的，竟然是在会堂里面的神的选民，这些犹太人。
Do you feel sorry or pity for those Jews? You know, those people are God's chosen people. However, when the gospel of Jesus Christ was spread out, those are people who resist and even go against God's messengers.
所以，当后来保罗、巴拿巴离开这个安提阿这个城的时候，他们就跺脚哈， 把脚上的灰跺掉，然后离开这个地方。
That's why when Paul and Barnabas left Antioch, they shook the dust from their feet and they left.
这是什么意思呢？这是犹太人的一个传统，因为他们觉得外邦人呢，就是非犹太人，这个连他们的居住的地方啊，地上的土啊，都是不洁净的。
What does that mean? Because Jews believe that the place Gentile live are, you know, is not clean. Even the land is not clean.
所以这些犹太人走过这个外邦人的村庄，离开这个村庄的时候，连这个土都不要带走啊，所以跺跺脚，把这个尘土跺掉，表示说跟他们没有关系啊。
That's why when Jews passed by and left a city dwelt by Gentile, they shook the dust from their feet and separated themselves from those unclean people.
保罗这个耶稣基督也吩咐他们的吩咐门徒们，这里面的保罗巴拿巴也真的是就这样做的。当他们遇到这个拒绝的时候，而且他们一而再再而三的拒绝的时候，保罗巴拿巴离开的时候就把脚上的尘土跺下。
Jesus has commanded his disciple when they share the gospel and, you know, people refuse to receive the gospel, they can, you know, shook the dust from their feet and to separate themselves from non-believer. That's why Paul and Barnabas did the same thing when they left.
意思是说我已经尽力了，我该讲的都讲了哈，而且不是一次两次，我反复的向你们传讲了这个福音，发出了邀请，跟你们解释清楚，但你们还拒绝的话，从此以后你们自己要负责了哈。我跟你们的救恩最后的沉沦就没有关系了。
Which means that if I have tried so hard to share the gospel, you know, explain the gospel, and even send you invitation to receive the gospel, you still resist and refused to accept the good message.Then those messengers want to make clear that you know it's not their responsibility for those people's choice for the end result.
这段经文很短，就把它讲过去了哈。但是我们知道，这个保罗第一次宣教旅程大概有两三年的时间，所以他在安提阿这个地方哈，应该不是只是几个星期，应该有一段的时间。但是当他最后离开的时候，他们跺脚，跺下脚上尘，表示说他们在这个地区，在这个城市里面，真是竭尽全力的在传福音，反复的让他们知道，让他们听到，但是他们还是拒绝。是在这种情况下，他们就跺脚离开了。
So the Bible passage we just read is very short, but we know that Paul has traveled in this area for 2 to 3 years, which means that he maybe has spent so much time, a lot of time in Antioch.He really tried hard to explain God's gospel and try to preach and try to invite people to receive God's words. However, he was rejected. That's why in the end, when he left Antioch, he shook the dust of his feet and want to separate himself from the city of non-believers.
神把旧约圣经给犹太人，实际上是在预备犹太人准备等候耶稣的到来。
God gave the Old Testament to Jews. Actually, God is preparing those Jews to wait for the birth of a Messiah, which is Jesus Christ.
旧约里面这些他们的经历，这些的神的话语，就好像神给他们的一张一张的照片。
You know, all the Bible words, verses, and the experience Jews had in the Old Testament, it's almost like a photos sent by God.
神的儿子还没有下来之前，神先把神儿子的一幅一幅的照片给犹太人看。
Before God's son was born, God sent many photos of Jesus Christ.
就怕他们错过哈。基督应该是这样的，基督应该是这样的，一幅幅的照片预备他们，然后呢，再把耶稣基督派下来，就怕他们错过了。
God gave those pictures to show Jews that what Jesus should look like, what the Savior should look like. You know, give them a description so they won't miss the real Messiah.
结果这些不信的犹太人像什么呢？真人已经来了，结果他们还抓着照片不放。
Well, those non-believers among the Jews are just like, you know, when the real person showed up, they still want to grab the photos and won't let go of the photo.
他们把这个神儿子这些一个的预言都记在心中，但是这个预言成就的时候，他们却不接受，却不相信。
They remember every prophecy about their Savior, but when the Savior really showed up, they did not believe.
甚至因为他们不喜欢改变，不要丢弃他们手中这些照片的缘故，把那个真的神的儿子送上十字架，钉死他。
You know, to the point that they want to hold tight to their photos, they don't want to give up what they collected. So as the end result, they even crucified the real Savior, the real Son of God on the cross.
所以这里讲哈，保罗和巴拿巴就放胆说，哎呀，这些话讲出来真是很重啊，这个能够讲出这样的话，真的是哈，有圣灵充满，圣灵的引导，他们才能够放胆说这样的话啊。神的道先讲你们原是应当的，只因你们弃绝这道，断定自己不配得永生，我们就转向外邦人去。
That's why Paul and Barnabas answer them boldly. They must be filled with the Holy Spirit to have this courage to say to the Jews, "We had to speak." The word of God to you first, since you reject it and do not consider yourselves worthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles.
所以这些犹太人最后掉到地狱里面是谁的责任呢？
So whose responsibility if those Jews went to the hell in the end?
你看保罗讲说，你们弃绝了这道哦。
That's why Paul said it's you rejected.
你们断定自己不配得永生哦。
And you consider yourself not worthy of eternal life.
所以这些人最后被审判落到地狱里面，是因为他们自己在能够选择却没有选择的情况下拒绝了神的道。
So those people who went to hell, was because you know they have the choice.And they made a choice not to believe and reject God's word.
所以他们自己要为自己的选择要负责任。
So they have to be responsible for their own choice.
但马上就有另外一句话出来了哈，所以这两句话放在一起啊，这个引导我们去往深处去想啊。当那些得救的人呢，外邦人听见这话就欢喜哈，赞美神的道，凡预定得永生的都信了。于是主的道传遍了那一带地方。
But the following sentence, you know, gave us a chance to ponder what this means because they talk about non-believer first and then followed by this sentence. When the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and honored the word of the Lord. And all who were appointed for eternal life believed. The word of the Lord spread through the whole region.
所以什么人相信呢?
So who believed?
预定的人。
Predestined, appointed.
神在创世之初就拣选的人。
Those who were appointed by God, during the creation.
所以得救的人的功劳是谁的？
So, who deserved the credit for the people who got saved?
是神的吗？
It belongs to God.
神的恩典。
It's God's grace.
神的拣选。
God's choice.
他预定的人显明他的预定是借着他们的相信、他们的回应、他们的接受。
So his predestination was revealed by those who listen to his words, who believe in his words, and who receive his words.
所以这两句话哈，讲出两个很重要的真理哈。人不信是因为人的拒绝的缘故。
So these words point out the two very important truths. People do not believe because they reject.
人得救呢，全是神的恩典。
But whoever got saved, it was because God's grace.
神的主权，同时呢，人有自由的意志啊，这两件事情呢是同时存在。人如果没有自由选择的意志和这个机会的话，神也就不会 take 他 accountable 啊，来为他的不信所负责了。
So on the one hand, it's God's sovereignty and grace. On the other hand, it's the free will of humankind. Man has the free will to choose to receive or reject.If there's no free will, God cannot hold people accountable.
神的绝对主权、他的拣选、他的预定和人的自由意志同时存在，这是一个福音的奥秘哈。一会儿我们盼望能够帮助大家能更好的理解。
So God's absolute sovereignty and the free will of a human being coexist. This is a mystery of the gospel, and I will explain later, and hopefully can help you to understand the mystery better.
那这里呢，有一个很重要的，我们要思考，就是什么样的人是真正得救的人。
One thing we really have to take seriously is that who are the people truly saved by God?
人怎么能够不错过这个恩典啊？想得救，愿意得救，而且真正能够得救呢？
How can people not miss the opportunity to be saved, truly saved by God?
第一个我们注意很重要的哈，是通过什么？听道和信道开始的。
First step, you have to listen and believe in God's words.
注意哈，你读这一段的时候，保罗在这里做什么？他就是在传道，在讲道，在让人帮助人能够明白啊，圣经福音的道理。
So first of all, the scripture we just read is about, you know, what Paul was actually did. He was preaching and explained the gospel.
这些人也是被保罗所讲的道所吸引哈，这道像这个生命的种子一样哈。不是靠别的来吸引人呢，是靠神的话哈，进到人心里面，让人心里面那个渴望那种的得到满足哈，是借着传讲神的话。
So, these words are God's words, just like a seed planted in people's hearts. So when you receive, and the seeds will go into your heart and grow.
然后很多人听不够嘛，他继续跟着保罗和巴拿巴，他们做什么呢？对跟着他的人呢，他继续的向他们讲道，而且劝他们要恒久的在神的话语当中。
So many of them do not feel they have listened enough. They want to hear more. They follow Paul and Barnabas. So that's why Paul and Barnabas continue to preach to them and encourage them to stay in God's words and believe all the time.
所以这里讲第二个安息日来了哈，他们也是几乎合成的人都出来要怎么样？要听神的道。啊、是神的道在吸引人、啊、这里有一个新的福音的道理他们要听。
So the next Sabbath, almost everybody in the city come out. They were attracted by God's word. So it's God's word become the attraction. They want to listen to God's word and they feel happy to listen to God's word.
然后那些拒绝的人这个保罗说、啊、神的道先讲给你们是应该的、啊、这些相信的人外邦人听见这话就欢喜，然后赞美什么？赞美神的道啊！这个神的道让他们明白哈、啊，怎么能够得救，怎么能够得永生。
That's why Paul explained more and spoke to them more. And when the Gentile listened to God's word, they feel with the joy and they praise God's words. So that's God's word become the key element here that attract people and make people feel joy.
所以我们传福音的人注意哈，一定要讲神的道。
So we who want to spread the gospel, you have to pay attention. We have to share God's words.
有没有听过这种说法？说，哎，我传福音从来不用口讲，我传福音都是用我们的身行动、好行为来感化人。
Have you heard about this before? Some people may just tell you that, oh, I never.Spread the gospel by words. I just, you know, show them by my own behavior, and I will be an example for them.
我们的好行为有帮助哈，但真正使人得救的不是那个我们的好行为，不是让人在这个教会里面得好处，而是神的道进到人心里面，才能够让人重生哦。
So our good behavior, of course, is helpful, and people come to church to seek for help. That's good.But the only way to save people is through God's word. It has to be God's word to enter people's heart as a seed.
每次我们在幸福小组传福音之前，我们都会请一个同工来讲见证啊，讲见证是有帮助的哈，帮助人了解说，哎，跟我类似背景的人怎么信耶稣的哈。但是这些的见证、这些的经历、这些的故事，不能够真正使人得救，而是耶稣基督的福音呢，才能使人的灵魂真正重生。
So each time when we had the happiness group gathering, we will always invite someone to share their testimony. Of course, those testimony will be encouraging, you know, will help people to understand God's work. But the only way to save people is through God's words. Only God's word has the power to save people.
以前我认识一个老人家来美国探亲，然后后来在美国信主了。
I used to know an elderly person who came to the U.S. and became a believer.
受洗之前我就去探访他，就问他说你怎么信耶稣的？
So before she got baptized, she or he got baptized, I went to visit him and asked how you became a believer.
他说我们家一个亲戚啊，以前就是信耶稣的。
He mentioned one of my relatives is a Christian.
那我们在国内就知道，而且我们这个亲戚家就他信耶稣，而且大家都觉得这人有点像傻子一样。
So he was the only believer in our big family, and we know he is a Christian at the time. But everybody saw that person is like an idiot.
为什么觉得他傻呢？因为别人不愿意做的事他都抢着做。
Because he always, you know, eager to do things that other people didn't want to do.
家里老人生病了，这个儿女都不管，哎，他抢着去接到他家里去照顾。
When there's elderly people got sick, even the children refused to take care of those sick people. This person will always received and you know eager to help.
所以这个亲戚的这些的好行为哈。给这个人心里面就产生了冲击啊，他就觉得哇，这个基督徒跟别人不一样。
So those good behavior of the Christian in their family had a impact on this person, and he knew this Christian is different from others.
那这个人是什么时候得救的呢？是他来到美国进入教会，跟他一起查经，跟他一起读圣经，才明白耶稣基督救世的道理。再结合他以前这种对基督徒啊一种特别的这种的看法，才让他真正重生得救。
But when he was truly saved, it was after his visit to the U.S. He joined the church to study Bible, you know, and joined the congregation for worship. It's God's word that helped him to understand the true message and be saved by God.
所以信道是从听道来的哈，我们常常会邀请朋友来教会、来查经班、来幸福小组哈，让他们先听，经过听道进到心中以后，才能够结出福音的好果子来。
That's why we say to become a believer, you have to first listen to God's words. After you listened and understand God's word, and then you will be, the words will become seeds, you know, in your heart.Then you will be saved by the power of God's words.
什么让人真正得救呢？哈，不是一次性的相信哈，相信一个开始，而且持续的相信，本于信以至于信哈，持续的相信的人才是真正得救的人呢。
So who are those people truly saved by God? Not only just believe in once, but you have to continue to believe what you have believed in the very beginning.
所以保罗讲完一篇道以后，这些人反应很好啊，就开始有人跟他呀。所以你看保罗鼓励这些跟他的人，他是怎么讲的？要劝他们务要怎么样？恒久在神的恩中。
So when Paul gave a message of the gospel, the initial response of many people were positive. And then Paul encouraged them to have to stay in God's grace.
神的恩主要是借着主的话啊，圣经的话语，神的道向人施恩。
So God gave His grace through His own words.
所以你看保罗，他也没办法判定这些人这么样的反应到底真的重生还没有重生，但是他所做的就是鼓励他们继续的来听到，继续的来学到，继续让神的话哈，福音的那个真实的种子哈，不断的进到人心里面去。
So even Paul could not make a judgment whether these people are true believer or not, whether they've been saved by God or not. What he can do was to continue to encourage these people, continue to listen to God's words, continue to understand God's word, so God's word will become seed embedded in their heart.
圣经把人的得救比喻成重生哈，就像一个小婴孩的出生一样。
So, the Bible describes you know, a person to be saved is like a born again baby.
一个新的生命出生以后，重生以后，绝不是停在那里啊，他一定有生命的表现啊，这个小孩会成长，会有各种各样的表现。所以真正得救的人啊，不只是一次的好像重生，而是继续不断的活在那个新生命当中。
So a newborn baby will not just stay as a baby. Of course, there will be different manifestation of life, different stage of life. This baby will continue to grow. So a born again Christian is like that. Life has to continue to grow.
我们是靠着信心而重生的，也是靠着我们的信心呢，不断持续的、继续的相信、继续的成长。
So we were reborn.Again, by faith, and we will continue to grow by faith as well.
第三个哈，这个重生，真正重生得救的人的标记哈，有圣灵的内住，并且因着圣灵的内住呢，不断的结出这个好果子来。
So the another manifestation of a born again Christian is the person will be filled with the Holy Spirit and bear good fruit.
你看这里讲哈，在安提阿的这些。人哈，他们听见这些话就欢喜，赞美神的道，门徒就满心喜乐，又被圣灵充满。
So in the passage we just read, the Gentiles hear this word, they're filled with the joy, and they praise God's words, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
这里两次讲到他们欢喜，第一次欢喜是他们听到话。重生的人里面有圣灵哈，一旦神的话那个真实的话被宣讲出来宣告出来的时候，里面就有回应，里面就觉得哇，就是这么回事，讲得对哈。所以重生，真正重生的人，他能够听得懂圣经这些宝贵的话语，他就喜乐，他就喜欢听。
So here it was mentioned twice, full of a joy. If you are truly born again Christian, there is a Holy Spirit dwell in youAnd when you hear God's words, you will respond. You know, you can recognize it's God's words, and you will have a reaction.
第二次提到他们喜乐的时候，是保罗被逼迫啊，被打呀，被赶走的时候啊。在这种情况下，按理说人应该忧愁啊，应该担心的，没有。竟然讲说这些人就满心喜乐啊，在逼迫的环境当中不害怕、不惧怕，因为里面重生了。
Well, the second time it was mentioned, they're full of joy. It was during times.Of Paul's persecution. Paul was persecuted and driven out of the city. Those people, they did not feel afraid. On the contrary, they were full of joy because they are filled with the Holy Spirit.
好，第四个很重要的哈，人重生得救是都是神所预定的。
The last one is also very important. Those who can be saved.Are predestined by God.
你看这个圣经好多经文都在讲啊，这个拣选和预定的事情哈、啊，就是神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们哈、啊，使我们在他里面成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
In Bible, there are many verses talk about God's choice, God's appointment, God's predestination. For like Ephesians 1-4.For he chooses us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
又因爱我们，就按照自己意志所喜悦的预定我们，借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
He predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ in accordance with his pleasure and will.
在我们不认识神之前呢，神早已经认识我们了。
So before we even knew God, God has already known us.
而且预定我们这些得救的人哈，早早在我们还没有被创造，世界还没有创造之前哈，在我们还没有出生之前，远远在那之前，神就已经认识我们，预定我们在主耶稣基督里面得到拯救，得到永生。
So even before the creation of the world, even when before our birth.God has already known us and chosen us to be His son and daughters in Jesus Christ.
还有一段很重要的哈，讲我们预定的这个真理呢，是在罗马书第八章哈。前面一段我们都会背，很多人哈，我们晓得神使万事相互效力，叫爱神的人得益处。到29节就讲，因为他预先所知道的人， 就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Another Bible verse who talk about God's predest, choice is in Romans, chapter 8, verses 29. For those who God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters.
那有些人呢，这个我觉得是有一点错误的理解，这个预先所知道的人这句话哈，所以有一种的解释就是说，什么叫神的预定啊？就是神因为无所不知嘛哈，所以他提前知道福音传出以后谁会相信，谁会不相信，基于他的预知，他预先知道嘛，所以他就预定了那些会相信的人成为神的儿女，这是一种讲法啊。
So this passage can be confusing to some people. One explanation is that because God is almighty, he knows everything, he knows who will believe after they listen to God's words. So that's why he has predestined people who will believe in him and choose those to be his sons and daughters.
这种解释有一点问题在哪里呢？他不是完全理解了这个所知道的人。这里讲说他所知道的人呢，不是讲说他知道这个人会选择相信呢。
One problem with that explanation, didn't explain for those God foreknew, he also predestined, and here he didn't explain that God didn't know whether this person will be saved or not.
这个知道这个词哈，在这个圣经的这个这个叙述当中，是跟知道一件事情哈，或者这个知道一件事情要发生，这个意义是不是这个意义哈？他的意义是说，他知道就是他认识的意思，他知道这个人说他跟他有关系哈，跟他有一种关系的建立哈，是这是这个知道里面的这个含义。
So here when we mention foreknew.It doesn't mean that God understand or just know. Here, the meaning is that God has a personal relationship with that person. God know that person intimately.
所以这个词呢，用在夫妻的关系上啊，就是用知道的意思哈。亚当这个跟夏娃同寝就生了孩子哈，那个词啊。同寝那个词就是知道的意思啊，它描述一种很亲密的关系，所以当这里讲说他预先所知道的人，不是说知道这个人将来会选择他信耶稣，不是说他，而是说他知道他跟这个人早就有了关系，早就认识他，虽然这个人还不认识神，但神已经认识了这个人。
So here for new is the same language when Adam and EveMet and knew each other when they slept together and had a son. This is a kind of a very intimate relationship between Adam and Eve. This is also a very intimate relationship between God and the people he knew.
所以何等的感恩哈，神有这么大的恩典，他预先知道我们，预先认识我们，然后所认识的人呢，他预先定下来要效法他儿子摩西，儿子的模样啊，使他儿子在许多的事情做长子，预先定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
So we want to thank God for his grace. Not only he foreknew those people, he also called them. And those he predestined, he also called thoseAnd justify them. Those he justified, he also glorified.
神的拣选和预定是一个奥秘啊。
It's a mystery about God's choice and predestination.
在时间当中哈，是借着传福音的人传道，我们听到了、相信了，开始的。
So it begins when the gospel was shared to people.
而且我们不仅相信。我们能够持续的相信， 不仅持续的相信圣灵，我们里面的圣灵还不断的帮助我们结出各样的好果子来。
Not only we listen to God's word and believe, we continue to believe and bear fruit through the work of the Holy Spirit.
然而这一切啊，在神那里啊，早在创世之前就已经预定这些事情发生。在时间当中，借着我们的相信，借着我们听到的回应，借着我们的接受，显明神的拣选，显明神的恩典在我们的生命当中。
So all this has been foreknew and predestined by God, but through our belief and our response, God's predestination was revealed.
这个就像什么呢？耶稣也讲过这样的比喻，就像一个国王要办一个儿子的娶亲的宴席。
This is a parable that Jesus gave to explain, the predestination. Like a king trying to host a wedding feast for his son.
国王的儿子要娶亲了，所以这个国王呢，决定举办一场盛大的宴席。
So king want to hold a big wedding for his son.
邀请所有的人，全国的人都来参加。
The king invite everybody to attend the feast, wedding feast.
提前他就差派使者到全国各地去传播这个好消息，而且他自己亲自为这个宴席做好了预备。
So he sent his messengers to all the places to spread the good news, and he has prepared everything for the big feast.
这个参加宴席的这个条件是无条件的哈，你只要听到这个好消息，愿意来参加宴席，所有的人都欢迎啊，因为国王已经预备好，为每个人都预备好丰盛的食物，也一个丰盛的宴席给所有的人。
There's no precondition to be invited. As long as you learn the good news and you're willing to attend, you're welcome. And the king has already prepared everything for the wedding feast.
但听到这个国王的邀请的人当中呢，却有不同的反应。
However, those who hear the invitation by the king, they were different reactions.
有些人听到这个邀请以后，马上就放下自己手中的事情，欢欢喜喜地前往王宫去参加这场盛宴。
Some people who listened to, who heard this good message, immediately drop everything and rush to the wedding.
而且他们一进王宫，那些服侍的人呢，就给他们一个牌子。
So as soon as they entered the palace, they were handed to a plate.
上面有一个号码。
There was a number.
是他要就坐的桌子的号码。
It was the number of his table.
他拿着这个卡片找到他的桌子的时候，发觉有一圈的椅子围着这个桌子。
So when he found his table, according to his number, he saw many chairs were arranged, pre-arranged.
让他很惊奇的是，每个椅子上都写着人的名字。
What surprised this person is that every chair there's a name.
竟然在他没有来到这个宴席之前，他的名字已经刻在他要坐的那个位置上了。
Even before he arrived, his name's already carved on the chairs.That he is supposed to sit.
但有一些人呢，却拒绝了国王的邀请。
However, some who heard the good news reject the invitation.
有些人觉得自己的事情更重要。
Some people believe that their own things, the things they're handling are more important than the wedding.
有些人怀疑这个国王的诚意，真的有这么好吗？
Some people has doubt. Is this true that King really invite me?
还有很多人，根本不在乎啊，所以他们就选择不来参加国王的宴席。
Some even just didn't pay attention. They are careless, so they choose not to come.
上帝拣选，上帝预备，上帝发出邀请，让那些预定得永生的人。在他们的选择当中显出上帝的恩典，出于上帝的恩典啊，这些人得救，父神所给他们预备的丰盛的宴席。
So God has predestined, has chosen people to join his wedding feast. So through people's decision and choice, His predestination will reveal that God is willing to give grace and salvation to those people.
而那些拒绝赴宴的人要为他们自己的选择来负责任，他们错过了神所预备的丰盛的恩典，是因为他们自己选择拒绝这国王的好意。
And those who reject God's invitation have to be responsible for their own choice, because it's their decision to reject and refuse to attend the wedding feast prepared by the king.
今天神正在向每个人发出这样的邀请了。
Today, God is sending the invitation to everyone.
宴席已经预备好了。
The wedding feast is ready.
邀请书已经发出来了。
The invitation was sent out.
凡是愿意接受的就可以得到。
Whoever is willing to accept can get it.
通过认罪悔改接受耶稣基督，你就可以赴神所预备的这一样丰盛的宴席。
By confessing your sin, repentance, and accepting the invitation, that you can go to the wedding feast.
神所预定得救的人的名字哦，已经写在生命册上了。
Those who God predestined to be saved, your name has already been recorded on the book of life.
时候到的时候啊。你就会借着你的相信和接受显明，你的名字是记在生命册上的。
When the time is right, through your faith, your acceptance of Jesus Christ, it will be real that your name has indeed been recorded on the book of life by God.
借着你的回应、接受和相信显明神的拣选，你是在被拣选之列。
Through your reaction, acceptance of the invitation, it was revealed that you were indeed predestined and chosen by God. Your name is on the book.
盼望每一个听到耶稣基督福音的人都能够凭着信心来去回应和接受。
So I hope that whoever listened to God's words invitation will respond with the faith.And to accept this invitation.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Now, let's bow our head and pray.
主，你正在叩打每一个人的心门。
Dear God, you are knocking on the door of every heart.
你说凡听到我的叩门声就开门的。
You said whoever opened the door when I knock.
你就会进来啊！你与他，他与你一同坐席。
You will go in and stay with that person.
如果今天在我们当中有第一次听到这种邀请叩门声的，我鼓励你要抓住这个机会。
So if there's anyone who listened and hear the knocking for the first time, I encourage you to accept this message.
当你听到叩门声，你开门的时候，耶稣就会进到你的心中。
When you hear the knocking, the door knocking, and you open the door, Jesus will enter into your heart.
可能在我们当中有些朋友已经不是第一次听到这种叩门声了。
Maybe some of you have heard about this door knocking sound before.
我鼓励你今天不要错过这一次的机会。
I encourage you not to miss this precious opportunity.
神是一个灵，他知道你心灵当中的需要。
God is a spirit, and He knows the need of your heart.
当你心灵愿意向他敞开，愿意向他呼求，呼求他的拯救的时候，他就会垂听，他就会回应。
When you are willing to open your heart and call out to His help, He will respond. He will listen to your prayer.
愿耶稣基督的恩惠，耶稣基督的救赎临到在这里的每一个人。
May God's grace and salvation be with everyone here.
愿我们都能够欢喜快乐地听到神的话，听到神这样丰盛的恩典的时候，我们就凭着信心来归荣耀给那丰盛恩典的主。
Whenever we heard God's words, we With a joy, We will give glory to our God who has abundant grace.
也愿你的爱继续来催逼我们，让我们忠心的来做这样一个传福音的使者。
And may your love also encourage, inspire us to be a faithful servant to spread out your gospel.
借着我们与神的同工，让更多的已经被拣选的这些的灵魂还在外面的家人快快地回到神的家中。
Through our work with God, we can welcome more people to come back to God, the Lord's house, and who has been predestined to be saved by God.
让我们跟着灵魂的主宰，灵魂的大牧者一起欢喜快乐。
So we can celebrate with the shepherd of our spirit, our soul.
谢谢你这样大的恩典。
Thank you for such a wonderful grace.
愿荣耀都归给你。
May glory, all the glories to you only.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们唱一首回应的诗歌。